Howdy neighbors, Beef Buzzing with you today. Daryl Peel joining us as we talk about reaching the bottom of this market downturn in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer for Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel. 10 and 2.
It's been another down week as far as the wholesale box beef trade is concerned. Slaughter cattle prices under pressure, yearling prices, calf prices for the most part on the downside as well. Of course, a lot of volatility in the stock market. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. Daryl, let's look forward now into the fourth quarter, soon to start. What about the fourth quarter of this year, early part of 2016? What's this cattle market going to end up doing?
You know, if you look at what feeder cattle markets, for example, have done, the fed cattle markets, again, are reflecting both these big picture issues as well as these sort of weight issues within that. Feeder cattle markets have largely been brought down by the bearish psychology and the uncertainty in the market. And I do think some of that will stabilize and we'll probably see some recovery in feeder cattle prices a little bit, particularly in the southern plains. We've got pretty good prospects for wheat pasture, and as that wheat gets planted and gets up and looks okay, assuming it does, then we're going to see significant stocker cattle demand that will probably pull these calf prices back up a little bit from where we've fallen in the last month or so. Stocker producers, actually, the weakness right now may be a buying opportunity that they should take advantage of, or take a look at least, and see if they can take advantage of it over the next 2 to 4 weeks, probably. Cow-calf producers that may be selling a little bit later in the fall, I think, can anticipate a little bit of recovery, and so they probably don't want to be in a real big hurry and kind of wait and see if this market does come back a little bit from the current lows.
Daryl, we've had the combination of these heavyweight carcasses and, of course, outside factors that have impacted our cattle markets, as you've alluded to. But one thing, of course, is out there on a positive note as far as keeping supplies pretty tight right now, heifers being held back. Where are we on herd retention as we come into this fourth quarter of 2015?
We're still in the middle of very aggressive expansion. And so there's, you know, heifer slaughter for the year is down about 12%, which is a much bigger decline compared to steer slaughter, in an indication that we have continued to retain heifers. We'll get another shot of that in a month or so with the quarterly cattle on feed report that comes out in October. It'll give us a breakdown of steers and heifers in the feedlot, but I think it will confirm again that we are continuing to hold heifers out of the feedlot and save them for breeding.
Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Of course, when it comes to herd rebuilding, we'll get an indication as to how many cows we've actually held back and how big we've built the herd here in 2015 in that cattle inventory report that'll be out in January of 2016. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Celebrating 20 years, No-Till in the Plains Winter Conference and Ames Symposium features a new format and the biggest names in continuous no-till. It's January 26th through 28th in Salina, Kansas. Exchange ideas with industry innovators and get practical insights on cover crops, grazing, pesticides, rotations, markets, and much more. Save your seat and $150 when you register by September 30th at no-till.org. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Crust Buster Speed King, Agroculture Liquid Fertilizers, and Great Plains Manufacturing.
Previous Beef Buzz shows are up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.